is exemplifying this character that projects the ideal civility in the human being. How they can become prosper. We know about the Supreme Personality of God and Lord Shri Krishna as Namo Pramanya Devaya Go Pramanya Kaya Jagataya Krishnaya Govindaya. So in the culture of our ashram system, Brahmanas are supposed to be of highest wealth, of guiding the whole human. But how they have reciprocated to the function of the Supreme Lord that He is establishing is a wonderful thing to listen, and that's the subject matter we'll start from. So just to recap some of the important events about the ideal behavior. In chapter number 9, chapter number 10, and text number 30, Sukadeva Goswami is relating that after his coronation, when he is surrounded by his brothers, and their attitude, Lord Ramachandra, he said, being pleased by the full surrender and submission of Bharat, Lord Ramachandra then accepted the throne of the state. He cared for the citizens exactly like a father, and citizens being fully engaged in their occupational duties of Bharat and Ashram accepted him as their father. The head of state is father leader. He is not Lord and Master. So anybody who is accepting the position of head of some organization is a father figure, not the Lord and Master. Prabhupada writes, people are very fond of the pattern of Brahmaraja, and even today politicians sometimes form a party called Brahmaraja, but unfortunately they have no obedience to Lord Ram. It is sometimes said that people want to keep them over without God. Such an aspiration, however, is never to be fulfilled. Good government can exist when the relationship between the citizen and government is like that exemplified by Lord Ramachandra and his citizens. Lord Ramachandra ruled his kingdom exactly as a father takes care of his children, and the citizens being obliged to the good government of Lord Ramachandra accepted the Lord as their father. Thus the relationship between the citizen and the government should be exactly like that between father and son. When the son in a family is well trained, obedient to his father and mother, and when the mother is well qualified, he takes good care of the child. As indicated here by the words, Swadharma Niratavanashandunamita, the people were good citizens because they accepted the institution of Varnanashram. This is the second most important function, the 50% of the function in Krishna consciousness that Srila Prabhupada left to his followers to establish. And that is the Varnanashram system. So, this Varnanashram system arranges the society, the world divisions of Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra, and Ashram divisions of Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanastha, and Sannyas. This is actually the human civilization. People must be trained according to the different worlds of an ashram occupational duties. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, of chapter 13th verse, Chatur Varnas and Sustra Dunata Pavivash. The four varnas must be established according to varying qualities at work. And the first principle of the good government is that it must institute this Varnashram system. The purpose of Varnashram is to enable people to become God conscious. Varnashram, Chatur Hapu, Bhagavan Vishnu Maharaj is being the Vaishnavas. Huh? The entire Rasa scheme is to intend to enable people to become Vaishnavas. Vishnu, yesterday, when people worship Vishnu as the Supreme Lord, they become Vaishnavas. Thus, people should be trained to become Vaishnavas through the system of Ranashava, as they were during the reign of Lord Ramachandra. When everyone is fully trained to follow the Ranashava principles, then Ramaraja will be able to establish. Simply imposing laws and ordinances cannot make the citizens obedient and lawful. That is impossible. Throughout the entire world, there are so many states, legislative assemblies, parliaments, but still the citizens are robbers and thieves. Good citizenship, therefore, cannot be enforced. The citizens must be trained. As there are schools and colleges to train students to become chemical engineers, lawyers, and specialists in many other departments of knowledge, there must be schools and colleges to train students to become Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Sudras, Brahmacharis, Grahasthas, Manushas, etc. This will provide a critical condition for good citizenship. Vrnashamu Gunanda. Generally speaking, if the king or president is a Rajarshi, the relationship between the citizen and the chief executive will be clear. And there will be no possibility of disruption in the state. Because the number of things and wrongs will decrease. In Kali Yuga, however, because the Varnashram system is neglected, people are generally thieves and robbers. In the system of democracy, such thieves and robbers naturally collect money from the other thieves and robbers. And thus, there is chaos in every government. And no one is happy. But here is an example of good government is to be found in the reign of Lord Ramachandra. If people follow this example, there will be good government all over the world. This is the increase of civilization. Means when the citizens or the praja is of not only Varna Sangha, but they have no aptitude to become even good citizens by moral virtue, then there won't be government of a good caliber because they are the ones who select the government. So, unless and until Krishna consciousness is involved, then and then there is every possibility for a good government. Many a times, people even in the religious organization get frustrated and declare, oh, it is impossible to remain, to govern with Krishna consciousness. That is not the norm for our society to follow. Even I was told that Maharaj, Krishna consciousness and management do not go together. So I was surprised. What can you do? Even in the religious institution, when Krishna consciousness is not the predominant aspect, but so-called political maneuvering of management becomes predominant over consciousness, then how can you even become a well-wisher of those who are going to be maintained by Father? But Sri Prabhupada always wanted, we require Krishna conscious management. Means Krishna consciousness must be predominant. Not over that, the Vedic injunction say, Sarve Santu Niramaya Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Mahakasya Dudh Bhagavad. Everybody should be happy, healthy, and they should not have any miseries. If these are the lofty ideals, then the government is said to be swasti, his welfare. The government has a business to maintain or nourish prajapati, the citizens. Swasti prajapati ratpalayantam. Nyaya margena manipulation. What is this nyaya of the law? The law is to enforce the principles of Krishna consciousness. That law is required, but not other laws simply to protect one's position and authority, and they are not required. Go Brahmane view Subhamatyam. There is always a well-wishing for the Brahminical class and the cows. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. All the people will be happy. But these two are neglected. Then how is it possible that there will be a good government? How Lord Ramchandra is establishing this fact? That is a wonderful exemplification that we will be finding in this particular chapter. Okay. So, in this chapter 11, the very first verse, Sukadeva Goswami is telling, see, Sukadeva Goswami is saying, thereafter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramchandra, accepted an acharya and performed sacrifices, the youngest, with opulent paraphernalia. Thus he himself worshipped himself, for he is the Supreme Lord of all the demigods. The Lord has to establish a methodology in which the ultimate object of worship, which is himself, has to be very, very firmly fixed. This objectivity in performing any sacrifice, performing any process, it is only geared towards the ultimate, who is the Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of God Himself. So, how clearly, as Yugadharma, which is a fire sacrifice in Treta Yuga, is being established by Lord Ramchandra. He appoints the Brahmanas. The different grades of Brahmins, okay? So, just like Hota, Advaryu, Udgata, and Brahma, they have the priests to perform a one fire sacrifice. The four are required. So, they have cooperation amongst them for one particular aim, for which they are performing these rituals and executing the understanding of transcendental nature. Then he is establishing an acharya who oversees everyone's activity, because he exemplifies himself to perform those activities. And this acharya means yajyadacharati srishta tatta eva karojanah sa yat pramanam purve lokas tadanu vartate. Because the subsequent prajas will be led by these acharyas who are coming from the Brahmanical priestly class. And they exemplify at large for the general populace. So we see how these Brahmanas are reciprocating, because the Lord Vishnu is the exemplification of detachment. After coronation, he is distributing his land over which he is going to rule to these Brahmanas. He is dividing north, east, south and west between the four. Then he is establishing the acharya. So we see the Lord Ramchandra gave the entire east to Vata priest, entire south to Brahma priest, the west to Advari priest, and north to Udgata priest, the disciple of Samaveda. In this way, he donated his kingdom. His detached. How is he going to do? If he is going to donate, he is going to free. He's simply king in the name sake. No, let's see. Thereafter, thinking that because the Brahmins have no material desires, they should possess the entire world. They have no material desire. So the Lord makes them qualified to accept the entire world. So the Lord Ramchandra delivered the land between the east and west, north and south to the acharyas. The directions are around the globe of earth. The directions are not supposed to be on the surface only. They are around. So what is in between is the whole planet. So the Brahmins are receiving the jurisdiction of their deliberation for the whole world. Therefore they must be accepted as the head of the society. But again, let's see what makes them qualified. Lord Ramchandra gave, but what is the reason? So when after giving everything in charity to the Brahmins, Lord Ramchandra retained only his personal garment and ornaments. And similarly, Mother Sita was left only with her nose ring and nothing else. Because his brass book, head of the states and the kings and monarchs and whatnot, they want to suit everything for themselves. Right? So all the Brahmanas who were engaged in the various activities of sacrifice, they were very pleased by this detachment of Lord Ramchandra, who was greatly affectionate and favorable to the Brahmanas. Thus, with melted hearts, they returned all the property received from him and spoke. Brahmanas do not want. If the Lord doesn't want, if the Lord doesn't want anything in possession, why would the Brahmanas want? Because they know the Supreme Personality of God. They know His nature, and Brahmanas are supposed to adapt that nature for the welfare of heaven. Therefore, they are glorifying this particular activity of the Lord. He said, "Oh Lord, you are the master of the entire universe. What you have not given to us, you have entered the court of our hearts and dissipated the darkness of our ignorance by your impulse. This is the supreme gift. We do not need material donation. We do not need material donation." And identical glorification. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Ramaya. शब्दों से उत्तम श्लोक दुनियाय निस्तरंदा बन रहे if it is for the real welfare of everyone concerned in the country, then it is transcendental. And how it will be, that is shown by Lord Ramchandra, that he would go out incognito to see whether everybody is happy, contented under his rule. There are no irreligious or unethical or immoral situation ever present in this world. But somehow or another, by chance, he heard a Shudra talking to his wife, who came pretty late and hang around with somebody. So he suspected his character, her character. But he criticized Lord Ramchandra and Mother Sita. So Lord Ramchandra himself heard that what is this? Because Sita had been abducted by Ravana, this person is influenced by the three modes of material nature according to this particular age and is getting corrupt understanding. But how is it that I can tolerate? In the realm of Krishna conscious management, such corrupt rumors of the faith create a disturbance. Right? So, how is it that Lord Ramchandra is going to talk? It must be properly dealt. Oh, he dares to talk like that. So Lord Ramchandra is abandoning Sita out of no apparent material reason, which is taken to be so serious in this Kali Yuga, because everywhere is permissive society there. Adulterous situation arises in the majority of the population. They say about 2/3 of the population is adulterous. In America, 80% of people have extramarital sex life. So what is this? This is Kali Yuga. But Lord Ramchandra, during his reign, wanted to be exemplified that it is not for the apparent reason of so-called prestige or this or that, but Sukadeva Goswami is explaining, and Srila Prabhupada is putting elaborate purport to it, that the transcendental understanding between the Lord and His devotee, in this separation mood, which is of the highest ecstatic form in the Madhuryas between Ramchandra and Sita. So, if we see that in text number 10, Sukadeva Goswami said, "Men with overfund of knowledge and heinous character speak nonsensically. Fearing such rascals, Lord Ramchandra abandoned his wife Sita Devi, although she was pregnant. The Sita Devi went to the ashram of Valmiki Muni. And then, You see, being forsaken by her husband, Sita Devi entrusted her two sons to the care of Valmiki Muni. Then meditating upon the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra, she entered into the earth. And Prabhupada writes that it was impossible for Sita Devi to live in separation from Lord Ramchandra. Therefore, after entrusting her two sons to the care of Valmiki Muni, she entered into the earth. Now what is this? Look at that. When Lord Ramchandra, after hearing the news of Mother Sita Devi is entering the earth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was suddenly aggrieved. Although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, upon remembering the exalted qualities of Mother Sita, he could not check his grief in transcendental love. This is the version of Sukadeva Goswami, which is untainted by the three modes of material nature. So Srila Prabhupada writes an appropriate purport that Lord Ramchandra's grief at the news of Sita Devi's entering the earth is not to be considered material. In the spiritual world also there are feelings of separation. But such feelings are considered spiritual bliss. Grief in separation exists even in the absolute. But such feelings of separation in the spiritual world are transcendentally blissful. Such feelings are a sign of tasya prema visva swabhava, being under the influence of Ladini Shakti and being controlled by love. In the material world, such feelings of separation are only perverted reflection. So, Sukadeva Goswami takes important anecdote that is universally applied and tells the attraction between man and woman, or male and female, always exists everywhere, making everyone always fearful. Such feelings are present even amongst the controllers like Brahma and Lord Shiva, and is the cause of fear for them. What to speak of others who are attached to the household life in this material world? This is the sloka number 17. Stri pum prasanga etad avakta sarvatra trasat samavaha apishvaranam kimut gramasya graha chetasa. Let me read again the translation and then we'll see. But the attraction between man and woman, or male and female, always exists everywhere, making everyone very fearful. Such feelings are present even amongst the controller like Brahma and Lord Shiva, and is the cause for fear for them. So what to speak of others who are attached to the household life in this material world? As explained above, when the feelings of love and transcendental bliss from the spiritual world are pervertedly reflected in this material world, they are certainly the cause of bondage. As long as men feel attracted to women in this material world and women feel attracted to men, the bondage of repeated birth and death will continue. But in the spiritual world, there is no fear of birth and death. Such feelings of separation are the cause of transcendental bliss. In the absolute reality, there are varieties of feelings, but all of them are of the same quality of the transcendental bliss. So you could find the difference. Srila Prabhupada clarifies the difference between. In the material world, these feelings of separation are there, but they do not last long. They are temporary. And actually they are such reminders of the spiritual reality. But because of ignorance which is imposed upon us, thus we are dwelling in the realm of three modes of material nature. All our activities of love and hate is based on lust. We consider love in the material world and we want to be ideal, but there is no ideality because fear factor is there. Why fear? Because ignorance is predominant. Anything, the root cause of our fear is said to be ignorance. Therefore, removal of the ignorance, tamo guna, is very important. But what causes one to remain in ignorance? The lust that is generated by more of passion. In imitation of the Creator, we want to become Creator and Lord and Master. That is a lusty desire. But what is the result? In the influence of ignorance, the lust turns into breath. Jayato vishayans punsa sandhasteshu jayate sandhasan jayate kamaha kamat krodho abhijayate. The breath, krodha, krodhat bhavati sammoha. The anger is closely associating itself with bewilderment. Sammoha smuti vibhrama. Therefore, we lose our remembrance of Krishna consciousness. Smriti bhrumshana bhakti nasha. When the remembrance is gone, the intelligence, discrimination or discriminating faculty which has been given to us to choose between sat and asat is gone. Buddhinasha. And buddhinasha pranasati. A person falls back in the pool of material nature. So he goes on taking birth after death, birth after death. So when the situation of the soul in the birth and death conditioning makes him fearful. Therefore, the fear originally is caused by the ignorance of reality. So when a person in Krishna consciousness comes to the stage of reality, that he is the sole part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, he is not the part, and he is transcendental in nature, he must do everything in his command to cultivate the transcendental nature. Therefore, he requires bona fide spiritual wisdom to guide him. To become a child, he has to exemplify. Otherwise, he is taking everything in theory and not in practice. So such a person without experience of practice cannot achieve the desired result. One cannot become an expert simply by theory, which is unprovable to him without practice. What is the use of it? So, we see Lord Ramchandra is apparently becoming fearful, even though fear personified fears of his existence. He cannot stand in front of him. So, is it not the same incident that in Damodar Leela, child Krishna was running away from mother Yashoda, stick to punish him and changing after him. So is it not so wonderful to contemplate that particular lila? And here, often, just to understand the transcendental bliss. Who will repeatedly hear such lila for material bliss? Only bliss. So, even though fear himself, personified fear himself, fear the Supreme Lord, the Lord is becoming fear for no apparent reason. So how is it a prestige issue? People say, oh, Lord Ramchandra is so cruel, so hard-hearted. What was the necessity for him to abandon Sita? Nobody does in Kali Yuga. So he's comparing the transcendental nature with material nature. That thing, both are same. You cannot just. So the idea is that such activities are so glorious because they are in tune with the reality. And Prabhupada further explains this Ladini Shakti, the powers expressed of the separation, they are intensified in different gradations. And Lord Ramchandra apparently shedding tears, but remained hard-hearted. Now, he was in ecstasy of separation. So similarly, Sita Devi, she is Ladini Shakti herself, personified in this particular leela. How is it possible that there is any unjust result? So, unscrupulous people who are of rascal nature think, but Lord Ramchandra wanted to exhibit some transcendental leela. He can take any excuse, anything. So fools will remain poor if they don't change their opinion. If they don't try to realize. If they don't try to take up a process for their purification. As it was fire sacrifice in Treta Yuga. So, in this way, Lord Ramchandra exhibited and exemplified the idealness of Ramarajya, that he wants everyone to be qualified to go back home, back to God. Where he can experience the transcendental reciprocation with him in eternity. So, these are glorious activities of Lord Ramchandra even during his reign. It is said that after that Lord Ramchandra meets his two sons and he is coronating them in different reigns and he retires, he performs for another 13,000 years the fire sacrifice. He rules for 11,000, but then he performs uh, the yajna processes, for 13,000. So, anybody has any question or comment? Yes.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. As you made a scripture clear, there is no ideality in material world. There is no ideality, there is nothing ideal in material world. First thing is there. During the course of the lecture, there was one statement where we said there is no ideality in this material world.
Ideal?
Idealism is not there in material world.
Okay.
So, then how, and we are at the mode of three modes of nature, then how will we comprehend the example which Lord Nath has said?
See, ideal character means what? The one that is touching the ultimate aspect of your transcendental nature, that idealism has to be established. But in the material world, people select different idealism according to their three modes of material nature. Just for example, about 7 years back in America, they started the American Idol, an ideal American. A losing character, a showy, flamboyant personality, wearing a particular type of dress, how sexy one looks, and in these are the characters of idealism. So they call it an American Idol. And everybody started following this idealism. Idealism is not real ideal when we are talking in terms of three modes of material nature. There is nothing ideal. The idealism, Srimad Bhagavatam is talking, is based on our eternal nature, which is transcendent. So, who should become an example of idealism? You do not get such an example in the material world, in the materialistic society. The head of state should be ideal spiritually so he can execute his duties for that purpose, for his spirit. Do you think any head of the state has this thing in mind? Why? Because rogues and rascals elect them. This is called demon crazy situation. Demoniac nature elects their ideals, so-called ideals, the demons. Who else? They are not going to select the spiritual personality. Because they are envious, they will not follow them. So in the material world, there is no idealism. One may become ideal by, say, standard of mode of goodness. Another says, no. Rajogun is more ideal. The Tamogun is the best ideal. There will be a section of society that is. Okay, another example. This Hollywood and Bollywood sets up an idealism for leadership. Because they are so much exposed to general public, people know them. such appearance on the silver screen make them ideal to run for so-called welfare of the people. They take up the post. You think it's ideal? Idealism based on lot of passion. People want to, hey, yeah, he will increase our self-gratification. Let's elect him. But what is the standard of character? You cannot establish idealism with the three modes of material nature. It will be always competitive and a temporary show. But the real idealism is based on spiritual identity, transcendental identity.
Is my head is not the idealism which Lord Ram is establishing. How will we realize that idealism?
It will be an opportunity unless and until we become, we stop remaining rascals and unscrupulous persons. It does give an opportunity, is it not? In Kali Yuga, they will hate Ramchandra. And probably in the West, they say, oh, in India, see, they mistreat the villain. Unscrupulously, they don't understand the purpose. It gives an excuse. That's not. Any other question? Yeah.
Thank you. Have you directly told about divine consciousness? Keeping ourselves in divine consciousness. So, in the Prabhupada would say that if the neophyte devotee follows the Buddhist religions properly, he is still considered the Brahma Buddha platform.
Yes, divine is liberated. Liberation is beyond the three modes of material nature. This is situated in the transcendental nature. There is divine. The one which is not transcendental is not divine. It's by association with the advanced glory. Give him a chance and opportunity and be compassionate on him. So he will advance himself. You have to energize him. Give your energy to him. Your realization to him. Your enthusiasm to him. This association is so valuable. Is it not the best welfare for such a new fight? Then, Prabhupada provided this in the distribution. So we must uphold the transcendental nature and try to work out only on that parameter. Otherwise, material nature is going to boomerang. For every action, there will be an opposition to the action. We cannot manage successfully with material motivation. This is a spiritual organization and it should remain spiritual, not material. That is true. Prabhupada. You call Prabhupada's body to be material? Then, if it is spiritual, it is personal. Not impersonal, because he is not amongst us. Still personal. pure devotional service, if he does not deviate, does not fall down, both are saying. Unpolluted, even by mental, by words, or by action, if he is not polluted, then it's called avya vicharini. Automatically he crosses over the three modes of material. Some gunan say samkhitye dan, dhamma bhuyaya kalpate. Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan Ki Jai.